are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson, and I'm so excited to get to sit down with our guest today. Our guest is the owner of the coolest shop in town, Olivia Shave Ice, Livy Littrell. We are going to get to talk about all things refreshing and all of the things about her business. So thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us today.
Hi, I'm really excited to be here. I think this is a really cool opportunity to share my business with y'all.
Well, awesome. So we started this segment, I don't know, probably over a year ago, about cheese straws, because apparently Northerners don't know about cheese straws. So can you describe a cheese straw to us?
So a cheese straw, I guess I've always seen them at showers, like baby showers, wedding showers. They look like they're hard, but they're like kind of soft when you bite into them. They're kind of crunchy, I guess. I don't really know what they taste like. I guess they kind of taste like cheese. I like them.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. Do you actually like them? We've ran into some people that actually didn't like them. I was like, what?
I do like them. I mean, it's not going to be my first choice, but I always eat them at showers.
I know one of my favorite choices would be to go to your shop. So let's talk a little bit more about that. I love the cheese straw statement because nobody ever describes it the same. I don't think we've had one person explain it the same. So that's pretty good. And we've had some fans and some non-fans. So let's talk about you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you come up with this idea to specialize in shave ice?
So I am 24. I've always been obsessed with shave ice or snow cones, as I had always had. Ever since I was little, I would always get one at the events. So the first time I went to Hawaii in 2016, I had one of their, what they call shave ice. And it is very different from a snow cone. It's more of like a gourmet snow cone. The ice is very fine and it's not crunchy ice, but I had one of theirs. And after that, we got one every single night we were in Hawaii and I absolutely loved it and wanted to bring that here.
That's excellent. So tell us about the name of the shop and why you chose to add a W to your name. I'm sure inquiring minds want to know.
Yes, I get asked that a lot. I did that because I have authentic Hawaiian style shave ice. We do it with the ice cream in the bottom, your ice on top, and then sweetened condensed milk on top of that. And I just thought that I've seen a lot of people, you know, advertise that this is Hawaiian shave ice when it's really not. It's not the way they do it. So I just thought that added a little bit, you know, just a little bit of something to my shop. It added, you know, that real authentic shave ice. And the W is still pronounced as a V. They do not have a V in their alphabet. So their W makes a V sound. So Hawaii is actually pronounced Hawaii.
Huh. I'm learning all kinds of
stuff today. Nobody here pronounces it that way.
No, we don't do it right, do we? So you have so many different flavors of ice cream and shave ice. And I think one of my favorites, I think if anybody's ever listened to the podcast, like I am a huge Harry Potter fan. Like my dog is named Hermione. I mean, it's a whole thing. And I think it was maybe like the fall or something, you did like a version of butterbeer. Oh my gosh, that was to die for.
I like the butterbeer too.
Yeah.
We still have
that one.
I think
it was even better than the butterbeer at Universal, but anybody said that.
So my personal favorite of the ice cream, I like, so you can order an Olivia and that has got strawberry pretzel salad ice cream with pineapple and guava syrup. With the snow cap on top, of course.
Oh my goodness. What?
Yes. The strawberry pretzel salad ice cream is absolutely amazing. People have really become obsessed with it.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Wow, you're blowing my mind. Okay, so if you ever go to a shower, strawberry pretzel salad goes along with cheese straws. Like it's a whole Southern thing. Like it's a must have. So you are very creative and innovative with your flavors. What are some things that customers might not find elsewhere? And could you maybe share some examples?
So I would say the strawberry pretzel salad ice cream is very unique. And also the Pog flavor shave ice. It's passion fruit, orange, and guava. And that is very popular in Hawaii. I would say it's kind of got a very unique taste. Some people hate it and some people love it. But it's just, I thought it's really cool for me to have it because it is like very popular in Hawaii.
I love that. So that's interesting you said that. So one time I went to Canada and they had this popsicle shop and it was like gray tea, like actual drinking tea in a popsicle form.
Oh, that's
cool. I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't a fan of that one, but the other ones were excellent. But I had to try it because it was so unique.
Yes, I think it's neat that people would try stuff that's from other places.
So I love that you are a young business in Morgan County. And tell me a little bit about how it's been to run a business and how the community has been supportive. And do you have any advice for any other young entrepreneurs looking, you know, to get into their own business?
So I absolutely love running my own business. I think it's really fun and it's different every day. Different customers come in. I have my regular customers that come in and I love like getting to learn, you know, what they order and kind of learning, memorizing people's orders.
That's impressive.
And I would say advice for younger entrepreneurs would be just, you know, get to know your local business owners and get advice from them. I've tried to learn all of the ones in downtown, all the owners, and I always ask them questions. I would say just love what you do and keep working towards your goals. Always set goals for yourself to be working towards. And also stay organized because I am not the best at that. But staying organized and keeping all your, you know, everything that you want for yourself and for your business. Just keep all of that under control.
I like a big whiteboard. I'm a big fan of that. Like there's something about writing goals on a whiteboard and you have to see it every day.
Yes.
I just think there's a lot of power behind that. And we didn't really talk about like where you're located. So tell us where you're located and what made you choose your location.
So I'm in downtown Hartzell. It is on Railroad Street. It's not on Main Street. It's on Railroad, but it is in downtown. I chose that location because it is just right kind of in the heart of our town. I think it's a great location. I have a parking lot beside me, so that is really great for all the parking. There's not a lot of parking in downtown, so... And kind of right where people pick their kids up from school and just a really local spot.
I love passing by there and seeing like, I think you put benches out.
I did.
Maybe and some
I put two tables out front.
Okay. I always see like kids after ball games or like I always see people there. So you're just doing such an amazing job. And I know that didn't you add something new as well?
So the homemade ice cream is
new. That's kind of a big deal.
Yes.
Tell us about
it. I had Bluebell. Yeah, so I had Bluebell for 3 years, and I'm still, hands down, huge Bluebell fan. But I introduced homemade ice cream, and that has been a really, really big hit.
So is it solely now, like, do you make that, you make that in-house?
I do. We make it. I have a batch freezer that we make all the ice cream flavors. And I just recently got all 16 flavors of our homemade are mine.
Wow. Okay. So tell us your favorite one that you selected. I know 16 is a lot, but do you have one favorite?
My favorite is probably the ooey gooey butter cake.
Oh my word. What?
We just take an ooey gooey butter cake and put it in ice cream and like swirl in caramel. So it's like buttery
like,
caramel ice cream.
Ooh, I love it. Love it. So you are always coming up with new things and posting it on your social. Not only is it amazing shave ice, but like it's so aesthetically
like pleasing. It's just beautiful. The colors that you use and everything. I just love it. And really, you've created a tradition of families too, as well. Like you talked about with your regulars, like that's something that kids and parents will always remember, is going down to Olivia Shave Ice. So job well done.
Thank
you. I'm proud for you.
Thank you.
So tell us how we can follow you and learn more about what's going on with you and see all of the amazing pictures of all of your amazing shave ice.
So I have an Instagram page, and it's just Olivia Shave Ice, and then also a Facebook page that is Olivia Shave Ice.
I love that. So we are going to continue with our Did You Know segment. And in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. And we've asked Livvy to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about herself that you probably have never heard of before. So did you know?
So I thought about this one for a while because I didn't really know what to say, but I love finding four-leaf clovers, and I think I'm really good at it. My mom has never found one in her life, and I find them. I'll just look in a patch of clovers and find one.
So you're lucky. I should hang out with you all the time.
I love finding them. I think it's fun.
That's great. I love finding them as well. So awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today. And I've enjoyed learning more about your story. And I can't wait to try all the flavors, Olivia Shave Ice.
Thank you so much for having me.
The butterbeer will come back maybe in the fall. Just a little request.
We have it year round. I have it year round.
That's dangerous. Very dangerous.
Get vanilla ice cream with the butterscotch and butterscotch on top.
I mean, can't beat it. So thank you so much again for joining us today. You can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or you can visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.